When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Really interesting news about the deal, the extension that the Colts signed with DeForest Buckner. DeForest Buckner is going to make a lot of money in 25 and 26. But what's going to happen in 24 is that the Colts are going to save a lot of cap space. Over $14 million in cap space. Will that cap space be utilized to do some kind of a trade, draft pick, someplace to go get a veteran wide receiver or a cornerback? That has just made the ramp up to the NFL draft, which is just 8 days away, a little bit sexier, a little bit more interesting. Maybe Chris Ballard, you know what, maybe he hadn't been sitting around doing nothing all this time where he's handing out sacks of cash to his own. Maybe he's negotiating a little bit and making sure that he can get aggressive at the right time and add somebody. And maybe it won't even be, maybe the draft, like 15th overall pick, you don't have to do that again. Maybe a third rounder goes to somebody to take on a contract for 1 year where the Colts have the ways and means to get that deal done and implement something that approximates like an offensive game plan that's going to allow a receiver, a veteran receiver, to go out and do some good. This just got interesting. Maybe Chris Ballard is going to get aggressive at the right time. We keep wanting Chris Ballard to win March and April and May and June and July. It's important that the Colts win in September, October, November, December, and January, and maybe a move about to be made will put them in a position to do that and really challenge the Houston Texans, who have made some gains during the offseason, including the acquisition of Joe Mixon and Stephon Diggs. Do they have anything left in the tank? That's a question. What are the Colts going to do? That's the question. Also, we'll talk about it. In fact, we already talked about it, but we're going to talk about it more. We're going to talk about the draft a little bit because I think it's important. I think 8 days from tonight, what the Colts do is going to be of significant importance to the build of this team. They've dotted a lot of I's. They've crossed a lot of T's. They've got to add more at the top of the roster. They have to do that. You have to get elite players. You want to win a championship. Maybe the Colts can not only get a potentially elite player with 15 or maybe somebody above that, maybe they trade up. Not ridiculous to think people trade up. For everybody who trades back, somebody's trading up. Maybe it's the Colts' time to trade up between doing that and maybe doing a deal for a veteran. Maybe the Colts wind up in the right place at the right time to make the right aggressive deal and all of a sudden imbue this fan base with some well-deserved optimism. How about that? The Indiana Pacers, the first four games of the playoff series, we got dates, we got times, we will share them. And you know what? Jonte Porter. I'm going to get a little bit cynical about Jonte Porter. He has been banned for life from the NBA for gambling. Did some things. Some prop bet manipulation, that kind of thing, bet on games, did all the wrong stuff, checked all the wrong boxes, and now he's goners from the NBA forever. And we'll tell you a potential reason for why that kind of gets into a cynical place that I don't like to inhabit, But I got to tell you, based upon previous, stuff that's happened in Major League Baseball, I think maybe this is a little bit convenient for Adam Silver in the NBA. This is Inside Indiana Sports Now with Kent Sterling for Wednesday, April 17th, 2024, brought to you by the great people at MyBookie. MyBookie is the place you go. You use promo code Kent, and you unlock potentially a sign-up bonus of $1,000. That's winning before you even play. That is cashing before the action. That's awesome. What a bunch of great people at MyBookie. Also, the Our Lads Draft Guide, I'm going through it and going through it and going through it and having a good time doing it. Go to Our Lads, just Google it. You'll get to the website. You can order it electronically or get a print version of their draft guide. It is straight awesome. Very, very in-depth. You're going to need it next Thursday night, Friday night, and Saturday as you try to assess some of the guys that the Colts are going to make deals with, are going to select, and then bring over via the draft. Going to be great. I can't wait for the draft. Every year, we think that we can outsmart Chris Ballard. And sometimes we do. Chris Ballard does exactly the wrong thing, and we go, what do you do that for? But other times, he does something, and we're like, didn't see that coming. One way or another, we're going to be surprised next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and we need some kind of draft guide to be able to decipher what's going on and who the hell are these seventh rounders that the Colts pick up every year. You know what he's had? I'll tell you what. Chris Ballard's had 9 seventh round draft picks. 5 of them have turned out to be legitimate NFL players. That's a hell of a thing. Being able to select in the first round, whether it's quarterback, wide receiver, whatever, kind of a coin flip.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, round 2. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
He turns it into a coin flip in the seventh round. I am not that big a fan of Chris Ballard as the general human being. Yes. All in. GM of the Colts? You know what? One playoff win in 7 seasons? That doesn't get it done for me. One home playoff game in 7 seasons? That doesn't get it. Wait. No. One playoff win? No home games in the playoffs. Does not get it done. So I am result-based in my thinking, I got to tell you. And the results have not been great. So anyway, subscribe, yes. Hit the thumbs-up button because that's the polite thing to do. And if you want to make a donation, make a donation. Let's go. Let's talk. Ralph Casal says, I have another team to root for from Indiana beside the Colts and Notre Dame. Indiana Fever and Caitlin Clark, absolutely. Welcome aboard the bandwagon, Ralph. All are welcome. Okay. DeForest Buckner, the way this contract is structured, it's going to save the Colts $14.4 million in the 2024 season against the cap. That gives them cap room to make a move and kind of a big move. Gives them $28 million. So if you bring in $28 million in cap space for 1 year, you kind of come out smelling like a rose. Maybe that's what Chris Ballard has been trying to sync up this entire offseason. So he stayed away from external free agents, didn't sign any but Raekwon Davis and Joe Flacco. And now he's ready to turn loose some cash and go get somebody who can help this team win right the hell now, because let's face it, with rookies, you just don't know what you're going to get that rookie season. You know, even a guy, Marvin Harrison Jr., if somehow you got Marvin Harrison Jr., you don't know whether he's going to be like that finished shiny diamond as a rookie, going to be able to put up 14 hunge in receiving yards. You just don't know. So, Malik Nabers, you don't know what kind of a rookie he's going to be. That's the way it works, all right? I don't know what that means about favorite Colts coach. Everything's result-based. So let's talk about, like, you look at a guy like A.J. Brown. The deal that the Eagles did, A.J. Brown coming from the Titans. You know what? That is a, maybe that's the kind of the boilerplate for what this deal might be. That would be exciting for Colts fans. You get somebody, A.J. Brown included, somebody like A.J. Brown that comes to Indianapolis, and all of a sudden you check that box off. You don't need to trade up or even consider trading up for a guy like Malik Nabers, and you can go get a cornerback at 15. If you wind up filling that wide receiver one hole, or 1A, whatever, 1B, and you get Quinyon Mitchell, and you find a way, another third-round safety, which is what they always do, right? Safeties come in the third round. That's where the Colts go get their safeties, whether it's Nick Cross or Julian Blackman, whoever. Third-round safety. There you go. It just makes it a little bit more interesting, doesn't it? And it makes Chris Ballard look a little less ridiculous as the general manager of a 9-8 team who's bringing everybody, every single buddy back. Kind of crazy. You know, we spend all this time trying to figure out the draft and try to outguess Ballard, and it almost never works. I didn't see Quiddy Pay coming, right? I didn't see the deal for DeForest Buckner coming. I didn't see Malik Hooker. I sure as hell didn't see Malik Hooker coming as a first-rounder, nor did I see Quincy Wilson coming as a second-rounder. There are a lot of guys that he's kind of, I didn't see Quentin Nelson coming as a guard at number six. What? Right? So outguessing him is almost impossible despite our efforts to try. We'll see what he does a week from tomorrow, and we'll see if in the meantime there's a deal where the Colts send a draft pick and relieve somebody else's cap nightmare by bringing over somebody and giving up maybe a third rounder, fourth rounder, something like that. I'm in. Now I'm excited. And if you can do that, all of a sudden all kinds of boxes get checked and you think, hey, we're on the precipice of something big. Anyway, but you know what? I saw Brian Thomas Jr., from LSU, kind of the 1B guy for LSU this past year. He's big, he's rangy, he's fast, he's a competitor, he's got great hands, got all kinds of stuff, all kinds of tools, very toolsy wide receiver. I saw him in some mock drafts dropping as far as 46. I've also seen him go in the top 15. These are smart people. These are people who know stuff. They know things about football. And you have this 31-pick range, even more than that. I've seen Brian Thomas go as high as like 12. So you've got this 34-pick range where nobody knows where Thomas is going to go. There are a lot of guys who you just don't know. Cooper DeJean, you see him sometimes 10th, 11th. You also see him 25th, 27th. I don't know. We keep trying, though, and that's the fun. That's the fun of the NFL, is to try to figure it out, right? Let's talk about the Pacers and their playoff schedule. The first four games, the times are set. They play this Sunday at 7 o'clock. Then they play next Tuesday at 8:30. Both those are Eastern times for these games. Both games going to be played in Milwaukee. Games 3 and 4 in Indianapolis next Friday, a week from this Friday. So next Friday, don't want to be confusing. 5:30 is the time for the tip against the Bucks at Cambridge Fieldhouse. And then on Sunday at 7, game 4. Maybe the Colts wrap this, or the Pacers wrap this thing up at home. Maybe they get the sweepadilla over a Giannis-less Bucks team, at least initially in the series, and that's what they're pointing at. We're going to see. What an advantage that the Pacers have facing a team coached by Doc Rivers. I got to tell you, I talk to nobody within the NBA or within basketball circles with a hell of a lot good to say about Doc Rivers other than he is an exemplary human being. That's a good thing. Good thing to be an exemplary human being. You'd like that. Chris Ballard, exemplary human being. Doesn't mean he's a great GM. That's not the way he should be judged by his friends or his family. But it is the way we should judge him. And it is the way that Bucks fans should judge Doc Rivers. Keeps getting jobs because he's a nice guy, evidently. Just like Robert Urich. Remember him? Dan Tana? Got job after job after job. Not a very good actor, but a wonderfully nice human being that everybody loved working with. So he kept getting gigs. That's Robert Urich equals Glenn Doc Rivers. Let's talk about Jontay Porter. He's been banned from the NBA for gambling. Perfect example for Adam Silver to make and say, we are all about the integrity of the game. We are so furious about the integrity of the game being violated by this fringe roster guy who played a couple of years in the G League, was barely rotational this year for the Raptors, played in all of 37 NBA games the last four seasons, 414 minutes since his debut in 2020-21, that we're banning Jontay Porter forever. He will never darken the doorstep of another NBA franchise. He will never play again. Don't be the guy at the end of the roster who screws it up, right? Don't be that guy. Be the guy, like in Major League Baseball back in the days, way back in the day, way before me, way before my dad, Ty Cobb and Tris Speaker, they always said that those guys, even after the Black Sox scandal, that these guys would rig games. And games that they played against each other. Not a lot of them, but on occasion they would rig games. And they were too big to fail. They were too big for Judge Kennesaw Mountain Landis to come after and say, you're banned too. They weren't going to do that. You weren't going to see Babe Ruth banned, Ty Cobb, Tris Speaker, any of these guys. However, the Black Sox, goners, right? And if you had guys who were fringe guys on the roster, goners. Those guys you make an example of. I was traveling with the Rams. They were in San Francisco in 2012. And three guys got busted for smoking weed. Two of them, real heavy rotation guys, they got suspended for that game against the 49ers. The third guy, who's barely on the roster, goodbye, you're fired. That's how you do it. Got to get people's attention. You don't do it with a cutting off the head of the snake. You cut off the tail, knowing you're going to be able to grow another one. And that's a little bit cynical. And maybe it's inaccurate. Maybe if this was a star player, Adam Silver would have acted similarly. But my conclusion fits the facts. And that's where cynicism is born. And I'm not proud of being cynical about this. But what are you going to do? The NCAA passed legislation today. Transfers, automatic eligibility for all transfers. No matter how many times you transfer, you're instantly eligible unless you transfer in the middle of a season. You can't transfer in season and be eligible to play for another team in that same season. You got to wait till the portal opens, you enter the portal, and then you can be claimed by anyone, and you can get any kind of NIL deal you want, and you can go, you can play for four schools in 4 years if that's what you want to do. So it's unfettered transferring codified by the NCAA. It's still got to pass a couple of hurdles. Later this week, Monday, there's another vote on, but it's all going to get rubber stamped. It's all going to be passed. And there we are. Just unfettered movement from roster to roster to roster. It's Camp Runamuck. You don't know from 1 year to the next what the hell you're rooting for or who. Makes it difficult. We will talk to you tomorrow morning. I can't wait. What a fantastic day. A little bit windy, but we thought that there were going to be severe storms. None here. And that's the important thing. People like northeast of here, not so lucky. And people into Ohio, whoo-hoo, got some storms. Here, no big deal. No big whoop. Very, very pleased about it. Mike Woodson, maybe he's on the vanguard of how this is going to work forever, where the MAC or the former Pac-12 is going to serve as like the menu for the big-time programs who go out, spend cash, kind of like the minor leagues. You just go, you don't recruit high school kids anymore because what the hell do freshmen do for you? Like they're there long enough to break your heart when they go to the NBA draft. Or you got to develop them for 3 years in order to reap any kind of reward for your effort. Go get a guy who's already pre-built. Go.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.